I almost didn't come here tonight. I'm a proud man, I guess, and I didn't like the idea of accepting charity. I looked around and saw that the other kids and Mr. W were looking rather nervous. Even my wife couldn't get me to come. I was all ready to go to work, bury myself in a pile of paper, and tell myself I was helping my family by earning more money. But at about 5 o'clock, as everyone else in my office was leaving for the weekend to go home to their families, I realized that...
He faltered for a moment, and again I saw that people just didn't know how to take this speech.
I don't know. I guess I realized that my family needs a dad more than they need a few extra bucks. Jeffrey, my sweet little boy, needs me to be around to support him when he isn't feeling well. My wife over there needs me to be around to support her all the time. And my big, talented boy over there, the one who's trying to stare at his shoes until I stop talking.
At this, there was some laughter.
He deserves to have his father see what an amazing musician he is. He's also an amazing brother, and just an amazing guy. I know you all call him the peasant.
More laughter.
But I think he's a prince. Thank you, Stephen, for watching out for your family, even when your father wasn't. And thank you, all city members, for a great concert, a marvelous show of support, and, listening to me ramble.
Once more, laughter. My mom walked over, holding Jeffrey's hand, and kissed my dad.
It is always a little weird watching your rents kiss, even when it's not in a room full of people who actually know you, but this was kind of nice.
It occurred to me that that was the first time I'd seen them kiss in a while. Then I looked down at Jeffrey, who had a really miserable look on his face, like he was tasting something vile. Turns out, he was. The next moment, he ran over to the trash can and vomited into it. I ran over to him and got my arms around him. Just then, the lights blinked. Annette and Renee were at the door, bringing glad tidings of box office and bake sales. Without all of the receipts having been counted yet, the running total for the evening was already over $21,000. Half of the room cheered, while the other half, the half that had noticed Jeffrey's run, was just standing around, looking edgy once again. I wasn't really worried yet. Jeffrey's meds made him nauseous all the time. The real danger sign would be a fever. So I felt Jeffrey's forehead. It was really hot. I hated to say what I said next. I knew it was going to cause some trouble, but I also knew what the doctors had said about not delaying treatment at this point. Mom, I think Jeffrey has a temp. This set off a little wave of alarm. My parents knew somebody had to go rushing out of there with Jeffrey to the ER. But who? One of them? Both? And was I supposed to skip out on the biggest moment of my life and go with them? Jeffrey looked at me.
Stephen, I feel really bad, and Matt Medic is at home again. Please come with me. I'm scared.
You know how sometimes, when you have a high-pressure decision to make, you feel like everybody is looking at you? Well, in this case, everybody really was looking at me. Annette, Renee, Mr. W, Mom, Dad, Jeffrey, 4 trombone players, for God's sake. Was I supposed to walk out on the music for my brother? Or was I supposed to stay and play the concert? I looked at all of the faces. I wasn't sure. I whipped my head in every direction, searching for some clue in the eyes around me. And then I got my clue, from a girl I had only ever met once.
Stay with your brother, Stephen. Stay with him, no matter what. Do you promise?
I had promised Samantha I would be there for Jeffrey. There would be other concerts. Mr. W, I have to...
I know. Go.
My eyes started to well up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was supposed to be your big star.
Stephen, you have never been more of a star to me than you are at this moment. Go. Take care of your brother. We'll be fine here.
Mom was on her way out the door. Dad was right behind her, carrying Jeffrey. I started after them, but Renee and Annette were right there in front of me. Renee hugged me and wished me luck. Then Annette put her casted hand on my shoulder. I wasn't sure what to say.
Some team we make, huh, Annette? You can't play the concert, and I could play, but have to run out.
Then she put her good hand on my other shoulder and gave me something to wonder about. She said,
I think we make a great team. And she kissed me on the cheek.
As I ran out of the room to chase after the distant backs of my parents, my mind was reeling. Annette had kissed me.
Who would have thunk it?